You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last week, a study was published showing that children are exposed to unhealthy food, alcohol, and gambling marketing in some form 76 times a day on average. Academics at the University of Otago have called for restrictions on such marketing, as exposure to these ads for children has a negative impact on their health and well-being. I spoke to Associate Professor of Marketing Leah Watkins from the University of Otago about the study, how it affects Aotearoa's young people, and what the government should do about it. Can you walk us through this study?
Yeah, sure. So the study is based on wearable camera data. So we had 168 children in the wider Wellington region who wore these wearable cameras for a period of 4 days. And the cameras took an image every 7 seconds, so we could pretty much see everything in the children's immediate environment.
And what did the study show for what children are seeing?
So in this particular study, we were interested in looking at the unhealthy commodity. So what our wider study showed was actually that children see about 554 branded messages a day. And in this particular study, we then looked specifically around the unhealthy marketing that they were seeing. And what we found is that they are seeing messages for alcohol, tobacco, gambling, and unhealthy food 76 times every single day.
And how is this exposure affecting young people?
Yeah, so we know there is lots of empirical evidence that advertising does influence children's beliefs, behaviours, attitudes. We know that food advertising is associated with increased risk of obesity, that alcohol leads to earlier onset and more hazardous drinking, and that tobacco marketing leads to earlier smoking initiation. So there's lots of research showing the dangers, and so we were looking at what is the scale and scope of it.
And is there a reason that we should be particularly worried about the exposure for children to things like alcohol and gambling before they're able to legally access these activities and products, or is it kind of a wider concern?
Yeah, I think that the concern really with advertising of any sort is that it normalises behaviours. So even though the children are not able to purchase alcohol, it's already shaping their values and their understandings of what alcohol represents and what is, you know, what are behaviours they would emulate. So in that sense, it very much is still influential whether they can buy the products or not. But given that they can't, stopping advertising that is visible in their spaces or specifically that is targeting them online, we would like to see that stopped.
And have there been any recent trends about these products and their marketing that are particularly concerning?
There has been an escalation in how much advertising dollars are being spent on marketing to children. We know that on a global scale. But it's not just about how much is being spent. It's also the strategic expansion of how and where children are being reached. Obviously, you've got your traditional media, but of course, there are regulations around television, for example, for children. But what's happening is, more and more immersive digital and interactive environments where they are being targeted. And the other one that we saw a lot of in our study is neighbourhoods. And unfortunately, children living in the most deprived areas are exposed to significantly more of this type of marketing. And that is because of the high density of alcohol and fast food outlets in their communities.
Alcohol in New Zealand tends to have a kind of deep association with at least sports marketing. Mm. How is this a particular worry?
Yeah, sponsorship is, of course, a concern that children they are passionate about the teams or the sports that they follow, and often you do see them sponsored by alcohol companies. Maybe it's a poster in their bedroom to do with a sports team, but also with the alcohol branding on it. So again, it's just reinforcing these positive brand associations that we know long term are not good for them.
And is it of particular concern who is placing these ads and branding, whether or not it's Coca-Cola or TAB?
Yeah, well, what we found actually is Coca-Cola is indeed the single brand they see most, about six times a day. So yeah, we looked at where the messages are coming from, and it is a small minority of multinationals that are responsible for the majority of this kind of marketing. So we looked at the top 8 multinationals for food and the top 8 for alcohol, and that explained over 50% of what kids were seeing. So, you know, it is there is scope there to work with those multinationals, whether that's regulation and just looking at other ways that we can promote more positive messaging. The gambling one is very different, of course, because 97% of the gambling advertising that they see is from New Zealand Crown entities. So Lotto, TAB. So obviously the government could immediately look at introducing restrictions there.
We've seen tobacco marketing banned in New Zealand. Is there a reason that we couldn't and shouldn't do the same for all of these products?
Absolutely not. I think what our study showed is that regulation works. We didn't see any tobacco advertising of tiny amount for a couple of children. But, you know, it works. We know it works. Could we do the same? Certainly for alcohol and tobacco, yes. I think food is a little bit more difficult. But ultimately, you know, we have really high rates of obesity amongst our children, so we do need to do something quite radical.
And with that in mind, what sort of regulation do you want to see on these products?
What we are calling for is a move away from industry self-regulation, which is clearly not working to protect children. And what we'd like to see is a joint, coherent approach for all the unhealthy commodities. You know, given their shared characteristics and impacts and the fact that they're coming from a relatively small number of key players, we would like them treated as an unhealthy commodity industry. Basically, our evidence is that the systems are not protecting children and that we need stronger, more unified action from policymakers.
That was the University of Otago's Leah Watkins on children's exposure to marketing for unhealthy foods, alcohol and gambling.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.